Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You there?
Yeah, hey there. How are you?
Well, how you doing, Christina? Welcome to Upcoming Abyss.
Thank you very much.
When did you decide you wanted to be an actress, and how'd you go about doing it?
You know, well, I guess it's kind of something I always wanted to do, even when I was, you know, a kid. I mean, that's, I think when I was really little, that was something I always, like, dreamed about, and one day, you know, definitely aspired to want to do. But I went through, like, super geeky phase in high school where I was too embarrassed, I guess, to do drama or to try to pursue anything. And I started modeling when I was really young, when I was about, you know, 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really embarrassed. I didn't want to tell anybody I was doing modeling. And people would actually see me in commercials. And then I would have teachers come up to me and say, oh, Christina, you look so cute, and, you know, in such and such commercial.
Yeah.
And I would actually lie and say, no, that wasn't me.
Really?
I didn't want my friends to think that I thought I was, you know, really cool because I was, you know, starting to model and act. So it wasn't until I went to college and I ended up starting to do a theater.
Hello?
Film projects and commercials and stuff in Seattle where I grew up and went to college. That I started pursuing acting more, and I decided when I graduated I was going to move to LA.
Well, yeah, and pretty early in your career, you got a pretty good gig. You did several episodes of Charmed, which was a pretty popular series.
Yeah, and that was actually the first thing that I booked when I moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got tapped partly. I joined the union with my first job, and yeah, so, you know, I got lucky. Definitely starting to work right away when I moved here and doing prints and commercials as well.
Great. Well, I assume that when you got the gig with Charmed and people asked you if that was you, you didn't lie anymore.
No. Definitely once I moved here, it was kind of a different story.
Well, now moving on to 247 Fahrenheit. So tell us, how did this movie come to your attention? How did you get involved in it?
Actually, I had auditioned for the casting director for another project, actually. I was up for a series and had gone through several rounds of auditions, but I was too young for the project. And so I guess he was casting this at around the same time and had remembered me, of course, from the other project that I had been going in for, and recommended that I take the role in this movie. I guess it was kind of a consolation prize from not booking the series, but I think it probably worked out better anyway, because it's just such a great experience in general, getting to travel and whatnot on this project. So.
Sure. Well, tell us a little bit about Renee. What kind of person is this character Renee you play here?
You know, I think she's definitely kind of that super girly girl who's just, you know, maybe a little spoiled, maybe comes across as a little bratty, but, you know, certainly is a good friend.
In the film, here's kind of the deal. You know, most horror films today, there's a lot of visceral horror, that's the way a lot of horror films are portrayed. Whereas in this film, you don't have any of that visceral stuff. The horror has to be all with you guys, the actors. You have to present the horror. You have get the idea across and scare people with your reaction to the situation you're in. Tell me how it was to approach something like that.
Well, I mean, I guess this is where you kind of get into some of the, like, you know, sort of actor talk about, you know, creating things from within and kind of using, you know, your own personal history and kind of like some of the recall methods that we do, and substitutions and things like that. I mean, I guess, you know, one of the things that I work with, you know, have worked with several different coaches, but most recently I've worked with a woman named Ivana Chabik, who's a pretty well-known acting coach. And one of her biggest methods is substitutions, and whether it's substituting a person or, you know, a memory or a time or a place. And so that was something I guess I was able to use quite a bit of with some of the stuff feeling trapped, you know, so I've certainly never had experience like that, and not even anything really similar, but, you know, knowing, like, just certain emotionally feeling trapped, I guess, is something everyone can kind of relate to, and then you can just kind of use those feelings of, you know, being smothered in, whether it's a relationship that you're using as your substitution, or just, you know, the pressures day-to-day life, or even, you know, my career, being frustrated with wanting to bring to the other side in my career. You know, you can kind of use that as, you know, trying to get out, trying to get through that wall, trying to get through that door, you know, the sense of just feeling trapped in any area of your life, and just kind of apply that sort of feeling to that situation in that room, and feeling like, you know, what's the one thing I want most in the world is, you know, maybe for me, it'd be, you know, something in my career, you know, getting to the next level. Well, in the movie, of course, it's what do I want most in the world right now? Getting out of this room, you know, and just kind of using those feelings, and just kind of, like I said, substituting, and then, of course, just playing. I mean, that's the fun part of being an actor, is just, you know, being able to play, and like when you were a kid and playing house, and it's all make-believe, and, you know, you just kind of use your imagination and go there. But certainly some of the other techniques are, you know, certainly applied as well.
Sure, and you guys filmed, most of this takes place in this little sauna room. So I just have to ask you, was it claustrophobic to film in the same place all the time?
You know, not really, because we were on a soundstage for that. So there's only a couple scenes and a couple, you know, days of filming where it was closed off. But in general, I mean, we had three walls or even two walls on any given day of filming. I mean, you very rarely have to have, you know, all four walls up. Really feel that closed in.
But I mean, it must be claustrophobic even in your acting, because you're not moving around a lot. You can't make use of changing scenery and such like that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, on the third week of filming in there, I mean, you know, we all were definitely joking about, you know, going back into the sauna again, and we really did. Yeah, I mean, I guess certainly by the end of it, we really were just sick of being in that sauna. I mean, truly, so.
Now, the film had two directors. Tell me how that worked.
Well, yeah, that was definitely interesting. I've never really experienced that before. They definitely worked well together. I mean, truly, you wouldn't, just on set, you wouldn't have necessarily even realized there were two directors as just an average person walking around who, you know, didn't know the situation.
Right.
I mean, they really just worked in tandem just seamlessly. And just seemed to be right on board. There was never really, as far as I was able to tell, there was never any conflict of opinion or interest. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they really seemed to function as one.
Yeah. And what about your cast? I mean, two of them particularly you got to spend the most time with, because three of you are trapped into the sun.
Yeah.
What kind of relationship did you develop with those guys?
You know, we all got along really well. I mean, and anytime, I think, when you're on location, you know, you tend to bond quicker with people. You are just kind of stuck, you know, physically and literally, you know, with the same people for that long. Mm-hmm. But we were all pals. Like, we all got along really well and had a lot of fun, both on and off the set.
Now, you talked about getting the travel and such for the film. Where did you guys shoot this?
We shot in the Republic of Georgia. So definitely a long way from home and not a part of the world I ever really anticipated going to. So it was very cool.
So what was that experience like? I assume you had to live there for a while you did the film. How long?
I was there for about 3.5 weeks. Okay. So, you know, it was definitely cultural shock at first. But, I mean, the people we were working with were just so warm and welcoming. Mm-hmm. And we got to do, we really work, I mean, the whole time. I think I shot 22 or 23 days out of 27 days, I think, including travel. I mean, so we had, you know, I think I had 2 days off where we actually did get to go to museums, and we went to local eateries, of course, and we went to actually even a couple local cemeteries, and just really got to see some of the history and, you know, got to go to the old parts of town. I mean, it's an interesting country. It felt like kind of like Prague, actually. Mm-hmm. It felt like much more European, as opposed to, you know, you think of being kind of in Russia in that area, I mean, which, you know, you are obviously very close to there, but it felt a lot more European than you know, Soviet. So the food was incredible. It was very cool. We flew into Istanbul, and then from Istanbul took a short flight into the Republic of Georgia. So it's definitely a pretty interesting travel experience.
Well, it sounds like it must have been cold. How was that for the lake scenes?
Yeah, that wasn't fun. That was freezing cold. Actually, the weather was pretty beautiful the whole time we were there. I mean, we shot in late spring, early summer. So it was actually pleasant. I mean, you know, mid-70s, I think, most of the time. So it wasn't that, not that, you know, I got to spend a ton of time outdoors. But we did get to film some scenes outside and yeah, jumping in the lake. That was cold. I mean, I think I definitely was like, okay, we're going to the point take, because once I'm in there, you're not going to get me back in. I mean, it was cold.
Yeah, how many days did you spend having to do the lake stuff where you're in the water?
It wasn't that much of that. I mean, we had a day where we were on a boat, and that was really fun. I think that was maybe 2-3 days of shooting, so that was a little more complicated. But actually being in the water, that was just one night shoot. So
do you see any more horror movies in your future? Did you like doing this?
Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, absolutely. Why not? You know, it's funny because I don't really watch horror movies. I just get way too scared. I mean, I would love to certainly do a few more.
Mm-hmm. So what, being someone now that's been in a horror movie, what scares you?
you know, I really, I mean, it's embarrassing, but I mean, just anything that goes bump in the night, you know? I mean, my dog starts to growl and I get nervous. I mean, I don't like, ghosts and goblins and, any of that stuff just scares me, you know?
Well, Halloween's around the corner, so you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, you know, some of the witchcraft stuff I think can be a little interesting, you know. Yeah. But you know, when it comes to the really like scary, like the, what are those, like the supernatural or paranormal, whatever those movies are called, I mean, that stuff just really scares me.
Well, what's on your plate?
You know, if I had the chance to be in one.
Yeah. What's on your plate? Cool. What's the next thing we're gonna see you do?
Right now, you know, just kind of the usual, just auditioning a lot, like hopefully, have a good pilot season. The last couple of years have been tough, so just getting prepared for pilot season, hopefully getting something good. I think a couple of web series this year. I mean, those are certainly taking off too, and so many people are producing these. I mean, they're easy to do. You can, you know, get a lot of work done really quickly and have a lot of people see it. So I have a couple of those right now. I have a film that doing the film circuit film festival circuit right now. So, you know, just trying to stay focused. A couple commercials here and there too that are running. So, just trying to get everything going here.
Sure. Well, we look forward to seeing you down the road. I want to thank you for talking to us about this movie, and hopefully we'll hear from you again.
Thank you so much.
You take care. You have a good day now.
Thank you.